Hello, Justin, and good morning, everybody. We start in the world of high school postseason boys golf, where districts take place today starting at 10 a.m. In Class 3A, West Delaware will be competing as a team at the Waverly-Sharrock-hosted district at Waverly Municipal Golf Course. Independent sophomore Ethan Callahan will be competing there as an individual. In Class 2A, Beckman, Monticello, and Cascade will be traveling down to the Heritage Oaks Golf Course near Minneapolis, participating in team competition. In Class 1A, the coverage area district is hosted by Newman Catholic up in Mason City at the Highland Park Golf Course. The East Buchanan and Starmont teams will be playing there, as will individuals from Maquoketa Valley Junior Toby Grimm and Edco Junior Marcus Gall. The qualifiers officially announced over the weekend for the 2023 State Co-Ed Track and Field Meet inside Drake Stadium in Des Moines, starting Thursday, wrapping up Saturday afternoon. Once again this season, the KMCH Sports coverage area with a number of qualifiers in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. We start with Class 1A today. On the girls' side in the 200-meter dash, freshman Riley Atkinson of Edco, sophomore from North Lynn, Kylie Shoup. In the 800-meter run, it's Megan Wheatley, a junior of North Lynn, and Taryn Burbridge, the freshman from Maquoketa Valley, Ellie Kirby, sophomore from Edco. Girls 1500-meter run, Wheatley of North Lynn, Kirby of Edco. In the 100-meter hurdles, Caitlin Benish, a senior from North Lynn. 400-meter hurdles, Lily Bariski, a freshman from Edco. In the shuttle hurdle relay, the team of Molly Bogey, Peyton McMahon, Harley Henderson, and Caitlin Benish of North Lynn. In the 4x100, Lily Huber, Lily Bowers, Lainey Beeman, and McKenna Thompson of Maquoketa Valley. Skylar Benish, Caitlin Benish, Macy Bogey, and Kylie Shoup of North Lynn. In the 4x200, Benish, Mackenzie Bridgewater, Macy Bogey, and Shoup of North Lynn. Also Maquoketa Valley's 4x200 team with Huber, Isabella Heffernan, Beeman, and Thompson. In the 4x400, Maquoketa Valley's team of Huber, Thompson, Beeman, and Burbridge. North Lynn's 4x800 squad of Allie Hoggenberry, Bridgewater, Bryn Cullum, and Wheatley. Maquoketa Valley and North Lynn both in the sprint medley for MV. Huber, Thompson, Burbridge, and Beeman. For the Lynx, Benish, Macy Bogey, Shoup, and Bridgewater. In the long jump, Benish of North Lynn, Adeline Sabalka of East Buchanan. In the discus, Marin Gall of Edco, Addison Popham of Starmont. The shot put has Aaron Knipper of Maquoketa Valley. Distance medley, North Lynn's team of Benish, Macy Bogey, Bridgewater, and Wheatley. Edco also qualifying with Atkinson, Skylar Meyer, Bariski, and Ellie Kirby. For boys, Class 1A state track and field qualifiers in the 100 and 200 meter dash, Ian Miller, a senior from Edco. Also in the 200 for the Vikings, senior Colin Harris. In the 1,600-meter run, Maquoketa Valley sophomore Matthew Shaw. 400-meter hurdles represented by North Lynn junior Kanye Carl. In the 4x100, the team of Colin Harris, Cale Funk, Dawson Bergen, and Ian Miller. 4x200, North Lynn squad of Mason Beshin, Ben Wheatley, Jake Van Etten, and Tate Hoggenberry. Also Starmont in the 4x2, Nick Wilfong, Keegan McTaggart, Isaiah Maker, and Anthony King. And in the 4x400, North Lynn's Beshin, Van Etten, Carl, and Hoggenberry. State track and field starts at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. We'll have updates every hour right here from KMCH Sports. Also, our video interviews of our coverage area athletes on our website at kmch.com. As the spring sports seasons are winding down in the next couple of weeks, the summer sports season officially begins tonight in the world of high school baseball, with the first legal competition date around the state. A few coverage area teams in play. East Buchanan will travel to Alburnett, a varsity doubleheader starting at 5 o'clock. The same theme for Maquoketa Valley at Springville. North Lynn will host Central City. Starmont welcomes in Clayton Ridge for a non-conference doubleheader beginning at 5 o'clock. The Class 3A state defending champion Western Dubuque Bobcats head down to Iowa City to take on the Liberty Lightning in a non-conference doubleheader starting at 5 o'clock. Beckman is on the road for a JV varsity doubleheader beginning at 5 as the Blazers are in Eldridge taking on North Scott. Our broadcast season will start up tomorrow night with West Delaware baseball. The Hawks will be at home on Stryten Energy Field inside the Beckman Sports Complex with a JV varsity doubleheader starting at 5 as they will host the Hawks of Lansing Key. We'll have the varsity contests around 7 o'clock live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, also on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. To the national scorecard now, starting the world of Major League Baseball. The Cubbies get roughed up by the Minnesota Twins for the second day in a row, 16-3. It was the Guardians clipping the Angels 4-3. The Mets edged by the Washington Nationals 3-2. Pirates shut out the Orioles 4-0. Tampa Bay 8, the Yankees 7. It was the Blue Jays over the Braves 6-5. Marlins 3, Reds 1. Tigers beat the Mariners 5-3. Brewers 3 better than the Royals 9-6. It was the Astros nipping the White Sox 4-3. The Rockies shut out the Phillies 4-0. Rangers over the Athletics 11-3. It was the Dodgers 4, Padres 0. Diamondbacks get past the Giants 2-1. Nationals lose to the Mets in Game 2 of the DH 8-2. And the Cardinals beat up the Boston Red Sox in Boston last night on Sunday Night Baseball 9-1. In the NBA, Boston at home beat the Philadelphia 76ers 112-88 to win that series 4-3 and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second year in a row. Game 1 will be Wednesday night as they welcome in Miami. And in the NHL, Vegas beat Edmonton 5-2 as they win that series 4-2. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.